One of the interesting facts about the Block Arcade is named after what they called doing the block. So in Victorian times, people come to town, dress up in their finest, and walk around the block and go up that arcade. So doing the block was embracing that arcade. And I love this octagonal skylight above us, and the way it's L-shaped makes it quite dynamic. There's different ways to get into this space, but it's high Victorian architecture. The flooring is exquisite. The cost of doing that today all by hand is just impossible to estimate. On the left is the Hopeton Tea Rooms, which is now, they've now relocated. Hopeton Tea Rooms were here for about 138 years. This space is on the Victorian Heritage listed buildings. It's a significant piece of Victorian architecture. Now, we're going to walk down through here and cross, get back to the bridge. We'll go through Brunetti's Cafe. So we'll go left, and there's a kind of a really secret little laneway. We get into the back of Brunetti's. Now, I'll talk about Brunetti's while I'm here. So two brothers run that. Yuri runs this one, and his brother Fabio is the one in Carlton. So it's from the Brunetti family, a family-owned business, and it brought this European cuisine and ice cream and cake making to our city, and it's very popular. And yesterday I went there, it was heaving, a bit like this. We'll walk through there, and then we go under the subway, across to Flinders Street railway station, and back to the bridge. Let's go.